Blog Talk Radio.
I am the creator, I am the maker of the universe. I am the one who spoke into nothing and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am healer, mender of broken hearts, Alpha Omega, your destiny and where you impossible things. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am to you. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am for you. I am the one a need and always provides. I am the one whose name is.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning in tonight to our show. I am your host, Mary Hollis, and I'm happy to know that you all are tuned in to listen to our inspiration message tonight. We also have a guest coming on soon. This ministry is a ministry embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture reads, "Honor widows that are widows indeed." 1 Timothy 5:3. We, right now, I'm looking at the numbers, and our guest is on the way home. He had an appointment where it was a little delayed, but I'm waiting for him to arrive at his home so he can come on the air. I'll introduce him when I think that he is on the air. But while we are waiting for him, I am going to go over some things about prayer, because we are asking for prayer for our trip this weekend. Prayer and ask God for everything you need, always giving thanks. That's coming from Philippians 4:6. Prayer is quite simple conversation with God. What a joyous privilege we have to be able to speak to him, our almighty God, whenever we desire. How could you get enough of those times with him? Meet him often to talk about your life. Tell him your troubles and leave your worries at his feet. Confess your sins to him and receive his forgiveness. Tell him how much you love him and how grateful you are to him. Just 1 second, please. Okay, good. Pastor Hain is on the air. But let me finish and go just one more thing about prayer. He's always ready to listen. Whenever we are going through anything, need to talk to our Father, he's always there. Sometimes our earthly father, if they're still alive, sometimes we can't get to him. We can call him on the telephone, And sometimes he's not available. Sometimes the phone rings and he's not at his home where you're calling. Or his cell phone is not, he's not answering his cell phone. But guess what? We can always go to our Heavenly Father. He's always hearing us. You might not hear him speaking to you like I'm speaking to you, but he hears you. You can speak to him at any time and anywhere and ask him for prayer. And he's always there to lift you up. He sends you some sort of sign that he's there. So just knowing that, you can always go in prayer to your Heavenly Father who loves you so. Well, this thing is doing a little something strange tonight. Hold 1 second so I can get Pastor Haynes on the line. Come on now. Oh, my. All of a sudden, there's something strange. Looks different. Okay, here we go. Pastor Haynes, if you're on the air, you may have another telephone number that I don't see. So, what is here? Just 1 second, I'll be right with you. Pastor Haynes, I know you just texted me a while ago that you're on the air, but I don't see your telephone number to click you on. Are you using another telephone number? No, it doesn't appear. If you hear me, if you will text me real quick and just let me know what number that you're calling from, because I don't identify the number that I have in my phone book. So until you do that, I'm going to continue on and wait for you. Okay. Okay. Pastor Haynes, would this be your number?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, uh-huh. You are okay. Calling from a different number. Looking from, but anyway, that's okay. You're on the air.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. I know when we used to be on at 11, I used to call from this number as well, but since you've been on 10. But anyway, I'm glad we're able to connect. I was hearing you throughout the beginning.
Okay, well, great. Okay, well, this is Pastor Haynes. Most of you know who Pastor Haynes is. He is in charge of care and counseling ministry at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. And he is here tonight. Most of us are traveling. That's on the air that will be traveling this coming Friday through Sunday to Memphis, Tennessee. And I wanted him to come on and say a prayer for us for faith, for traveling mercy, grace and mercy. That's what I wanted to say. And he just got from work, so we're not going to keep him on the whole time. We're going to let him go ahead and pray with us. And there are some other things I want to talk about. I want to have a lot of announcement that I want to make at the end, so I'm going to ask Pastor Haynes to come on and give us some prayer and whatever else he may have to say to us at this time.
All right. Thank you so much, Sister Hollis, and hello, all ladies from near and far. Thank you again, Sister Hollis, for this opportunity. I know I haven't had a chance to be on in a while, but as you know, I'm pretty busy with the multiplicity of different ministries that kind of comes under the umbrella of care and counseling, but I want all you ladies to pretty much always know that I'm certainly praying with, and I'm senior pastor as well, praying with and for the ladies, praying with and praying for all the ladies. So thank you for allowing me again to be on. What I want to do first of all is to again read in addition from 1 Timothy 5 from 3 to 6, if you will, and I'm reading from the Amplified Bible, which it says, which kind of also has a few more words that even may make it a little plainer, but it says, always treat with great consideration and give aid to those who are truly widowed. And in parentheses, it has solitary and without support. But if a widow has children or grandchildren, see to it that these, meaning these children or grandchildren, are first made to understand that it is their religious duty to defray their natural obligation to those at home and make return to their parents or grandparents for all their care by contributing to their maintenance, for this is acceptable in the sight of God. Now a woman who is real widowed is left entirely alone and desolate, had fixed her hope on God and perseveres in supplications and prayers night and day. Just wanted to again read that. That's 1 Timothy 5 verses 3 through 6. I'm sorry, 6 says, whereas she who lives in pleasure and self-gratification, that is, giving herself up to luxury and self-indulgence, is dead even while she still lives. So if you get a chance, just read those verses again in terms of how God looks again at widows. And so now I just also want to ask you, we're doing a special study, this particular section in our church, on the Lord's Prayer, which we've heard so often. But there's a book by Elmer Townsend that is a very good book, and I just encourage you to get that book, and it breaks down each one of the different petitions, part of the petitions of the Lord's Prayer. And so I just encourage you to read it, which will be a blessing to you as well as you are part of this ministry and walk from day to day in your particular respective area. So let us pray, because I know you got a lot to talk about. Eternal God, we come recognizing once again that you indeed are the source of our strength, and you indeed are the strength of our lives. We come in particular, dear God, asking you to be with this widow's ministry, this next chapter ministry. Dear God, we know that you're still in control and not understanding always your ways, but recognizing that you said, even in the midst of what goes on in our life, that you're with us always. So we just ask now that you be with each and every one of these ladies, or if there's any men as well on the line, be with them individually and be with them collectively. In particular, we're praying, dear God, for their safe travels to the Memphis, Tennessee area. Allow them to enjoy the sights, the tourist areas that they may encounter. Let them know, dear God, that you indeed they're with them, and they can look to the hills from whence cometh their help. Their help comes from the Lord. Dear God, you know each and every one of them by name. You know what each and every one needs, and so we just ask that you provide for their needs, comfort them when they need comforting. We thank you again for the ministry, the leadership of Sister Mary Hollis, and we ask you to continue to empower her and those who work very, very closely with her as well. Provide, again, traveling graces and mercy. Let there be no incidents. Allow them to travel to and from and be safe. And as they leave their home, let them return to their home just like they left it. Now, these and many other blessings we ask only in your Son, Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Now, Sister Hollis, before I leave, I just want to also encourage you. I don't know how many ladies have already been to Memphis, but they have some pretty real good barbecue. I don't know if you know that Memphis was known for barbecue.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to a couple of those restaurants that are well known.
All right, one of them I know is called Interstate Barbecue, and then there's one down on Bill Street, down in the Hatch, kind of down in the Hatch. They specialize in dry barbecue. In fact, in every May of every year, they have something called Memphis in May, where people from all over the world come, and they're down on the water, and you have so much barbecue, it almost makes you sick, but it's a lot of good barbecue in Memphis. So yeah, check out some of the barbecue sites there in Memphis as well.
Yeah, we are. We have two of them that we're going to be going to. But what's the name of that first one that you mentioned?
Interstate, like the interstate highway. Interstate barbecue is well known there in the city of Memphis as well. All right, thank you so much, and I'm going to go ahead and get off and try to get some rest, and we'll be praying for you. Safe return. Thank you again.
All right, and thank you so much, Pastor Haynes.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I'm going to go with the announcement right now. Everyone, there is something I have, I know you might not be going on the trip. I want to talk about the trip first, and then I have something that is happening at our next meeting, so you want to hear. So please stay on the air, even though that you're not going on the trip. I just want to emphasize to everyone who's going on the trip, please be at the at Green Forest Baptist Church this Friday morning at 7 a.m., because we want to leave at 7:30 a.m. So please be on time so we can leave on time. We will stop for breakfast on the way, probably a couple of hours down the road, with about 9:30. And just know that we will be giving out goodie bags and also supply water for you during the trip. So just be ready and have your bags all packed, and let's get on the road and have a good time and eat some of that good barbecue that Pastor Haynes just mentioned. The other thing that I wanted to I'm trying to see if there's anything else I need. You will have an itinerary in your goodie bag with all the places and things that we're going to be doing. So just know that you have those details on Friday morning. And I think that's the ones that are on the air. If you happen to have a DVD, a movie that you want to bring along, please bring it along, because we will be able to watch movies. And so if you have some, bring a one or two so we will be able to have a variety. And what I really want to talk about is our next meeting. Our next meeting is this month, the month of June, the third Saturday, which is the 20th. And I want to do something different. The 20th, that weekend is Father's Day. And I know it's going to be hard for some more than the others. Your time of loss is sooner than some of the others that. And I know it's not going to be an easy weekend, and we would like for you to share it with the Next Chapter Widow Ministry. And what I would like to do is for you to, it's going to be called Parading the Stars, that you are invited to a breakfast to parade your loved one for 2 minutes, talking about your loved one for 2 minutes, something about they have done during Father's Day, just something that you want to say about your spouse. And bring a photo. You can bring a photo of him, or you can bring a photo of both of you together. This is going to be a Father's Day memory. And it's on Saturday, June 20th. That's the third Saturday, from 9 to 11 a.m. I will have a full breakfast prepared. It's going to be at my location. If you have any more detail, you can invite others to, other widows that you know about, you can invite them. But please let me know the number of people that you're inviting so I'll make sure I have enough food available. And most of you know my number. My number is 770-981-9118. Today, let me pull up something real quick from my cell phone. I want to read something to you that I did, and I will probably will be using that. My kids, well, I put a picture together of, it's really our wedding picture, and I did a memory, sent it to my son and daughter. And today is 24 years my husband passed away. And I did a little memory thing with the picture and sent it to the kids because I wanted them to remember this remember this day and know that this day means something. And it's 24 years ago. That's June 9th, 1991, that he departed this earthly his earthly realms departed his earthly realms on that day. And I wrote something about him. He was loved by his family, his neighbors, and his firefighter's family. His legacy was helping and encouraging children to do their best in school by giving them rewards when they have done their best and for others who did try. Even though it has been 24 years, he's truly missed by many. And I sent this to several people that I know that my husband was very close to, his brother in Tucson, Arizona, and his best friend here has been a best friend for the last 24 years to me and the children. So I just want to mention that to you, that something like this that you can bring on the third Saturday, parading the stars. This is on my Facebook page. Alexia went ahead and uploaded and put it on Facebook. So this is something, and my son, it's a touchy situation for him at times because he's never got to know his dad. He was 10 months old. So he does, even though people tell him all kinds of nice things that his father did and said and do, have pictures, I have his voice on a tape recorder, I have, you know, shirts and different things that he's worn of his father throughout the life, his life, it's still not the same. I can see where he still misses him. You know, misses him not knowing him. That's how he misses him. But I wanted to do this because he said to me yesterday, are you going to do anything? So I thought that to do this would, you know, mean a lot to him. And it did. So just knowing that we want to do something like this on Father's Day and remembering your loved one. And if you have any additional questions, you can give me a call regarding that. But please invite others, too. Next, I will also, in the month of the rest of this month and July, pretty much the rest of this month, I will be calling different people about their testimonies they have written. I wanted them to add some more things to the story. Miss Mandy has started, she came over a week ago, and we went over hers, and she added some things to it, and I'm going to be doing that same thing, and I've already called a few of you to write your story, and some of you said that you'll get it to me before the end of the month. Now, what I'm going to do is I've reached out and asked you to please write your story. And I know it's not easy. One other suggestion we can make is get a tape recorder. If you can't write it down, get a tape recorder and put it on tape, and I will type it from that tape recorder. But we want your story. We've been asking for your story for years. I looked at some of the dates on some of those stories. It was since 2011. We've been asking you. But we want to move forward because God wants that book written. And that's why I'm not working, because he wants me to get it done and some other things that he wants me to do. And I have to be obedient to him. And I hope that you will be obedient to him, too, because it's important for your story to be in that book, because it will touch and encourage others so much. So please be mindful of that you're not just doing it for yourself. I know it's hard, but you don't know how much it's going to bless somebody else. But whoever, by the 1st of July, whatever story I have, I'm going to go on with the book. And maybe later down the road we'll have part two. But this has to be done. And just knowing that you're doing this for God, not just for me and the next chapter. You're doing it for him and also encouraging someone else, because when someone reads your story, they will connect, and their feelings, they can say that, I've done the same thing. I thought I was crazy, but I see someone else is going through the same, I've done the same thing. And it makes them feel like they're not going crazy, that they're just hurting just like you heard it when you went through your change. So your process of grieving. So that's all I'm going to say to that. And let me see what else is on my list of okay. And the other thing is, I am going to have a guest speaker, and the month of July is sabbatical for the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, where I am a member. And I am not going to be, I'm going to be on the air, but I'm going to have a guest on the air every Tuesday in July. And we will have no meeting during that month. But it's very important that we meet in August, because we need to get ready for our anniversary, our 13th anniversary in September. It's going to be September 12th. So keep that date. Save that date, September 12th. And it's probably going to be from 9 to 11:30 at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. And that is all I have as far as announcement. Sheila, I know you're on the air as well. If there is anything that you want to say, I'm going to click there. But if you don't have anything to say, if you have something to say about any of this, please do so. And I thank you for always being there and your support and doing all the I would say not necessarily clerical. The creative thing is creating brochures and flyers and making sure that we are on the air, which we almost do. You know, you had to take care of something tonight. So I'm just thankful that you're all there. So you have 1 minute, Sheila, to say something, because we're getting ready to go up there.
Okay, my 1 minute is thank you, Mary, so much for being who you are and being obedient to the Spirit. And we're going to show you our appreciation by doing everything you have requested us to do. We're going to get our stories in. We're going to be at the church on on Friday morning at 7 a.m. or a little bit before. And we're going to have a glorious time in the Lord. We're just asking that everybody pray for us. Even if you're not going, please pray for us on the way. I love you all, and we'll see you on Friday.
And tune in again next week, next Tuesday, same time. And be blessed. And we'll tell you about the trip for those who are not going. Well, next time, we're going to plan a big trip for next year, and you'll know about it when we return. Good night.
sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got to see in the ground that He's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. For grace, for